Good morning, family of God.
Good morning.
Good morning, sons and daughters of the Most High.
Good morning.
You know, even as we were just worshiping there today, truly God's presence was here. Holy Spirit was truly here. When we were singing the song, Holy Spirit, just Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes we can just take Holy Spirit's name a bit lightly. And as we were just singing, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I was just like, wow, Holy Spirit. And I was just lifting up my hand, one hand, and I said, Holy Spirit, you're most welcome here today. Sweep over us. We need fresh outpouring. And I just felt this like icy cold wind just sweep over. So I know that truly Holy Spirit is in this place. And he's saying that I'm going to do a fresh cleansing right now in this place. Amen. Do you believe? So Holy Spirit, thank you right now for your awesome presence in our midst. We truly invite you right now, Lord. Do such a fresh outpouring upon each and every one of our lives. Let this day not just be like any other ordinary Sunday, but we want it to be a start of something new right now, Lord. We thank you that 2019 is going to be a year of the wow me right now, Lord. So we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. We receive everything that you are downloading from above in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen and amen. You know, as I opened up my Bible, and this kind of goes off with what Pastor Ludwig was sharing last week. You know, sometimes we have bookmarks. Sometimes we have notes in our Bible, and it just sits there. I'm guilty. 100% guilty of this. So as I opened up my Bible today, and I went, oh, this is 2019 bookmark for Dr. Jonathan David, okay? Those that have it, do you have it? Wave it. Just me waving? Okay, that's okay. It says this. It says double decade of open heavens. It says last reformation, final outpouring, ultimate kingdom. And we've heard that a lot, but I turned over the back and it says, this is really good. It says give your heart's devotion to God, your valued services to his people, prioritize time to his purposes, motivated obedience to his will, covenanted relationship to partners in destiny, compassionate graciousness to work with people, stand in righteousness against injustice and corruption, acquired wealth to advancing his kingdom, excellent management of resources and people, and treasured legacy to the succeeding generation. You know, this is really powerful. This prophetic word, I guess, is very, very powerful because that's what we want to operate in this double decade of open heavens. And funny story is, I knew I was preaching this week. I knew for a while. But guess, have a guess when my message actually came to fruition. Friday. So it wasn't just today, thank you, Holy Spirit, or else I would be panicking right now. But it came to me on Friday. When I was at work, I went, oh dear Holy Spirit, I'm preaching this week and I really do not have anything to share. I put on my earphones and I Spotify. You know Spotify? Music app, okay? I Spotify. And this song came to me, and it's a really old song from Jesus culture. It says, you won't relent. And you know how we've been talking a lot about Songs of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6 to 7? Set a seal upon my heart. This song, this is a great song. This is exactly Songs of Solomon 8, 6 and 7. It says, you won't relent until you have it all. My heart is yours. It says, I'll set you as a seal upon my heart, as a seal upon my arm. For there is a love that is as strong as death, jealousy demanding as the grave. And many waters cannot quench this love. You won't relent until you have it all. My heart is yours. You won't relent until you have it all. My heart is yours. Come be the fire inside of me. Come be the flame upon my heart. Come be the fire inside of me until you and I are one. And it says, I don't want to just talk about you like you're not in the room. I want to look right at you. I want to sing right to you. And I went, whoa, that is such a great message right there, Holy Spirit. You know, I think maybe Pastor Ludwig might have been maybe concocting up a Songs of Solomon 8, 6, and 7 right there, but you know, Holy Spirit's already given us one here. But it's truly, like, it's truly wow, especially the bridge when it says, I don't want to talk about you like you're not in the room. And that's truly like what our heart's desire should be. It shouldn't be, Holy Spirit, I will only talk to you when I feel like it. Holy Spirit, only when I sense your presence I'll talk to you. But it's every time to get into that tangible presence with the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's not actually my message. That is a pre-introduction. You can put it that way. If Pastor Ludwig has an introduction, I can have a pre-introduction or an entree, right? My message for today is actually called The Year of Wowee. Okay. The Year of Wowee. For those of you that are English scholars in the room, for those of you that are so highly educated, I am so sorry. But as you can see, the Wowee is not spelt the proper English way. You understand why. The Year of Wowee. So 2019, the acronym for me, or the theme for me, was the Year of Wow, which we see as the World of Wonder. 2019, I'm going to take it a bit further, and I'm going to go the Year of Wowee. You're probably wondering, why are there four eyes there? Listen, the World of Wonder, Intimacy, Increase, Immunity, in Evangel. Is that good? I thought it was good. I thought when I did, I was like, oh, that's pretty good. So it's World of Wonder, Intimacy, Increase, Immunity, in Evangel. Amen. Do you receive that?
Yes.
I thought, wowee, wowee. Turn to your neighbor and say, this is the World of Wonder, World of Wonder of Intimacy, Increase, Immunity, in Evangel. Amen.
Amen.
Wowee.
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 The end? No. Okay, wowee. You know, we have a key scripture for 2019 as well. It's 2 Corinthians 13:14, and it says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Amen. Do you believe that word? Pastor Joseph has been declaring that this is an outpouring of the grace of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That the love of God be truly shown to each and every one of us. That we truly have such a communion or a relationship with the Holy Spirit in 2019. Amen. So turn to your neighbor again and say, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The love of God.
Love of God.
And the communion of the Holy Spirit.
Communion of the Holy Spirit.
Be with you.
Amen.
Amen. Turn to someone else and say the same thing. And say, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Grace.
Lisa, we can go to slide 4. We skipped right through. Thank you. So, the first I, intimacy. Intimacy, okay. You cannot have intimacy if you do not have a relationship. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Especially husbands and wives, please back me up here. Okay? You cannot have intimacy if you do not have a relationship. Okay? One of the first things that Dino and I do when he picks me up from work is, how was your day, dear? Either way, it works. Either way, we're dear. Either way. How was your day, dear? We don't just walk into the car and go, you again? Oh, I just saw you 8 hours ago. I don't want to see you again. Have you ever said that? I hope not. But you know, we say, how was your day? How have you been? And it's all about building that relationship. It's all about communication. Is that right, husbands and wives?
Yes.
It's all about communication. And you know, when you communicate with someone and you communicate a long time, you can sometimes get a bit distracted, right? Just going a bit off topic, just talking about maybe nothing. But that's how you communicate. You talk to someone, you have a relationship with them. And so building this intimacy is just like building intimacy with the Holy Spirit. And it is all about prayer, dialogue with the Holy Spirit. You know, in Songs of Solomon, we learned in the camp about pray, read His Word. Pray, read His Word. And what does that mean? It doesn't mean you just open up your Bible and just go, devotion, 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 devotion. Great, I'm good for work now. It's all about taking time and talking back to God and asking, God, this is what you said in your word. What does it actually mean? What does that actually mean? And you know, it's asking Him questions, asking Holy Spirit questions. Because you know, we know that the Bible is a living word. Amen.
Yeah.
We know that the Bible is a living word. That means if it's living, that means that there's something that we can also receive from it. Right? So that when you ask Him questions, you ask Him what He wants to teach to you. You know, and when you do that, when you ask, like let's say you ask your parents a question, you expect an answer. Right? You expect an answer. So it's the same thing when we talk to the Holy Spirit, when we have that dialogue with the Holy Spirit. When we talk to Him, we expect some answers. And you know, a prime example of this is found in Psalms 15. I'm memorizing Psalms 15 right now with Pastor Machen at the moment. And Psalms talks about such a great dialogue that David had with God. And I just want to read this one to you because it's just one of the many examples that David had the dialogue, okay? David goes, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? And then God responds to him and he writes it down. And God's basically saying, he who walks uprightly, he who works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart, who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change, he who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take up a bribe against the innocent, he who does these things shall never be moved. So we can see here that there is a dialogue between David and God, and that David asks the question, and God responds to him. So that should be the same for each and every one of us as well. That when we ask God, we talk to God, we should be expecting the answers. Amen? And that's how we draw closer to Him. Draw close to me and I will draw near to you. You know, and you will only trust someone. You will only talk or build a relationship with someone if you trust them. Is that correct? So trust is also the heart of intimacy. You know, the more we trust God, the more intimately we come to know Him. In Psalms 73 verse 28, it says, it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works. So as we commune with the Holy Spirit, He will take the conversation and He'll point it back to Jesus. He'll point everything back to Jesus. As we talk to the Holy Spirit, it will draw back to Jesus. Amen? So intimacy, part one, is all about prayer dialogue with the Holy Spirit. Second part is our obedience to God's quickening word to our heart. In Luke 11:28, it says, but He said, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. You know, I think a few messages back, I was talking about correction is love. So when the Holy Spirit corrects us, it's because He loves us. It's because He wants us to change. It's because He wants to bless us ultimately. You know, the more that we resist the Holy Spirit, we harden our heart and we don't listen, our heart becomes hard to listen to His voice. So we are not able to hear or discern His voice as clearly because we're not obedient to Him. So immediate obedience to the leading of the Holy Spirit is a sign of spiritual maturity. You know, each and every one of us, we want to get to that, ultimately to perfection. Is that correct? Ultimately to perfection. So immediate obedience to God's word, or the quickening of God's word to our heart, means that we are growing in spiritual maturity. And I don't know about each and every one of you, but that's ultimately what I want to get up to as well. That spiritual maturity to come to perfection, to be more like Christ, amen? And immediate obedience as well is a key to supernatural protection and God's provision. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Let's move on to increase. So, what is the first I? The second I?
Increase.
Increase. So, what are we on to? Wow, E. Wow, I. Wow, eyes. Wow, eyes. It's like funny Chinese. Increase. Divine wisdom. We talk about divine wisdom. There was something I came across, and it says, knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Okay? Knowledge is knowing a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad. Should I repeat that? Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in your fruit salad.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever had a tomato in a fruit salad?
Yes.
And is it? Was it good? Or you can put it this way: wisdom is not putting it in a pavlova. That's a very Aussie thing, putting in a pavlova, right? So, you know, we can have knowledge, you think of it this way, knowledge is horizontal, but wisdom is vertical. That means that wisdom or divine wisdom comes from above. Wow, that's pretty good. Divine wisdom comes from above. Intimacy with God the Father will ultimately lead to our growth in wisdom. You know, in Proverbs 8, it talks all about divine wisdom. I'm not going to read through it. I'd recommend you go home and read through it. But it talks about wisdom. And you know, there's one person, prime example. We talk about wisdom, that talks about wisdom. He grew up in wisdom and stature. And we all know that that's Jesus. And it's found in Luke chapter 2, verse 52. And it says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." So same as spiritual maturity, when we have wisdom, we will grow as we mature in God. So, yeah, that's pretty good. So Jesus' wisdom came from his intimate relationship with God. He knew that God was his Father. He knew that he had to be in his Father's house. And his intimacy with his Father was basically the foundation of his wisdom. Should I repeat that? Jesus' wisdom came from his intimate relationship with God. God was his Father. He knew he had to be in his Father's house, and his intimacy with his Father was the foundation of his wisdom. Amen? Knowledge of God, I'm moving on. Knowledge of God is basically knowing him more and more. Growing in the Lord, growing in faith. Colossians 1 verse 9 and 10, it says, "For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." And that is our aim as well, that we want to have a greater knowledge of God our Father, of Jesus the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And that is how we will get this increase if we have that intimate relationship. Amen? And understanding, once we have divine wisdom, the knowledge of God, we will have understanding. Understanding of our insight, oversight, foresight, and hindsight. So we will have a greater understanding of Jesus Christ. Amen? So what are our two I's so far?
Intimacy.
And we have increase. Okay, next increase, we have the faith of God, not just faith in God. Faith of God, not just faith in God. What does that mean? It means that we really, truly believe and we will speak like our Father in heaven. Just as how God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. We need to truly believe that when we speak, things will happen. When we march around in the Easter parade, things will happen. When we pray for someone, things will happen. Because we have, "Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world." Amen? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So as we speak, we are basically the mouthpiece for God. That we speak with authority. We speak with the light of Christ that's coming through from each and every one of us. Amen? Amen. So we shall see results as the Holy Spirit speaks into our hearts and we believe and speak. So the key here for each and every one of us is to truly believe. When we pray for someone, do we believe that something's going to take place?
Yes.
When we march around Perth, do we believe something's going to take place?
Yes.
When we have a shout of praise, do we believe something's going to take place?
Yes.
Yes, amen, amen. And our last point is all other spiritual dimensions. So Galatians 5 verse 22 and 23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." The fruit of the Spirit, you know. We want to have such an increase as well of the fruit of the Spirit in each and every one of our lives. Amen? Amen. Immunity. This is my third eye. And I am closing up soon. I like this one, okay? I am not a scientist by any means. I did not like science at all in high school. So this one I had to get my husband to help me. Immunity from all negatives, okay? Romans 8:11. But let me explain to you what immunity is from the words of Dr. Tan. Okay? So if it's wrong, you can go address it with him, please. Immunity is not the absence of infection. It means you're able to stay healthy in the midst of the infection or the presence of the virus. Does that sound right, scientists?
Yes.
And those that studied science and listened? Immunity is not the absence of infection. It means you are able to stay healthy in the midst of the infection, presence of the virus. You know, I was reminded of Daniel's three friends, that they were not taken out of the fire, but they were preserved through the fire. So they still went through it, but they were preserved from the fire, not... Yes. Preserved from the fire, not of the fire. Through the fire. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good. We're listening, so it's okay. And Romans chapter 8 verse 11 says, "But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you." You know, I'm going to go back to Easter Parade because, you know, Adrian's done such a great job and we've all done such a great job as a church to really bring the presence of God down during this event. And my favorite thing about the first, if you can have a favorite, is actually the motto on our t-shirt. Does anyone remember it? Resurrection life flows through my veins. I really love that motto. You know why? I really love that motto because it tells me that I have the same power, the resurrection life, inside of me that Jesus had. So that means that I can be immune to all sickness, to all diseases, to all calamity. It means that that same power I have inside of me. And I really love that because it's saying it's not me, but it's Christ. It's not me, but it's Christ. You know, I would have wore that shirt, but I think I'm a bit too big for that shirt right now. But I really do love that motto. Resurrection life flows through my veins. Speak to your neighbor right now and say, "Resurrection life flows through your veins."
Resurrection life flows through your veins.
Can you say it with a bit of conviction?
Yes.
Yeah, let's say it with a bit of conviction today. Amen. Amen. Do you believe that, church?
Yes.
Do you? Oh, come on.
Yes.
Do you believe that, church, that resurrection life truly flows through your veins? That you can be immune from all the negative, from all evil powers, from everything that Satan tries to throw at you, the darts, whatever. You are immune from it because resurrection life flows through your veins. Amen. Amen. So you know when Pastor Joseph comes up and he declares resurrection life, do not take it lightly. Sometimes we take it lightly because we hear it every week. And then if you're in my life group, you hear it every Tuesday. Right? And then on Friday, a prayer meeting, you hear it again. So sometimes you hear it three times in a row. Three times in a week, okay? a bit too religious about it, that it's just same thing that's being shared again. Resurrection Life, Pastor Joseph's been doing it since 2014. I'm good. Don't need it. No. We need Resurrection Life every single day. Because every single day, we go through different things. Yesterday is not the same as today. Today is not going to be the same as tomorrow. We need Resurrection Life because we need to know that it's truly Christ is the one that is inside of each and every one of us. That we are truly immune from all negative, from all evil forces. Nothing can attack us because of Jesus Christ, a Resurrection Life that flows through our veins. Amen?
Amen.
So as I conclude, 2019, let's come truly expecting that 2019 will be truly a year of Amen. And as we commune with the Holy Spirit, let it truly be our prayer or our heart's cry that we will love the Lord our God with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. And you know, even as this sun in my womb, you know, before we go to bed, we actually say some scripture, recite some scripture over him. And the last one that we end off is Deuteronomy 6:5. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength. And then we say goodnight. Yeah, we love you, goodnight. Okay. But that is the last thing that we tell him. We say, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength. And we truly believe that, you know, even as we just declare that, we also declare that over ourselves, ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay? We truly believe that we want to truly, ultimately, love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength. Because that means everything. Everything belongs back to God. Just as in Romans 12:1-2, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may present, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. So it's all about a total surrender. And that's also another verse that we recite to him as well. But you know, let's come truly that 2019 will be a year of wowee, because 2018 was the year of wow. It was a year of wow, but 2019, I'm going to expand it, that it's going to be truly a year of wowee, that we will truly increase in intimacy and increase, and that we will have immunity right now for each and every one of us. So in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for the word right now that has been declared and shared forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, that Evangel Christian Fellowship right now in Perth, Kapong and Ipoh right now will be such a world of wonder of intimacy, increase, and immunity in Evangel right now. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we just activate this right now. Download from above in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just declare resurrection life right now into our spirit, our soul, our body, our mind, our will, and emotion right now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, that we will true, our heart's cry will be that we will love you with all of our heart, our soul, and our strength. We give it all back to you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. You believe that?
Yes.
Amen. God is doing a great thing. You know, the aspect of God is God loves us. He loves you with all his spirit, soul, and body, mind, with everything. He loves you, and you just respond. It's easy. God loves us. The love that God loved, Jesus gave that love to us. God is our lover. Amen. When you're singing the song, rise to your feet. Sing the song. I sing a simple song of